job than others for the protection of open space and farmland? Or would you see this sort of just as an equivalent, you know, we're going to treat the entire state in the same way? And of course, that's a little bit of a leading question, because I do have legislation also that calls for proportional restoration to reward those areas that have worked really hard. You know, Senator Wolk and I do not want Yolo and Solano County to become San Fernando. You know, we have tremendous growth pressures between the Bay Area and the Sacramento region, and we're going to continue to fight as long and as hard as we can, both for agriculture and the water issues that are related. But just a quick question about how you see that statewide.
Okay. Well, I think that's been under discussion within the subvention coalition as back last year, actually, as to whether we needed to tinker with the formula. And I think that's a decision ultimately that may be made by the counties collectively as to how you know, how they want to receive the money, and there obviously are going to be different voices within the county constituency on that. But there's some various formulas or suggestions floating out there, including the one in your proposal, and I think we probably will try to do something to address the counties of greatest needs or something of that nature. Let me just finish with I said I had four $10 million buckets, and let me, because the last ones are easy to describe. The third bucket is simply allow counties to charge a blanket administrative cost fee for their Williamson Act program. We don't specifically authorize that now, and I would just note that if they used a formula to do so of 50 cents an acre for non-prime land and $1 an acre for prime land, that would generate about $5 million out of each of those categories for a total of $10 million. So that's just to illustrate what kind of revenue potential a charge like that has.
And the fourth bucket?
And the fourth one is that I think we may be able to make some subvention program reforms that would reduce the cost of subventions, and the two kinds of things that I would look at, or that we are looking at, is basically not having the state pay subventions on what might be defined as substandard contracts, which would be contracts under the 10 and 40 acre thresholds or that have no agriculture on them. Not to say you can't have those contracts, but simply the state isn't going to pay for them. And then the second category would be land where there are non-agricultural compatible uses that generate substantial tax revenue for the counties, and therefore where there is no effective tax loss on them. You know, it may be that there's 1 million acres right now of Williamson Act land that we don't pay subventions on simply because it's mostly because it's been non-renewed, and we don't pay on non-renewals. So,
gentlemen, let me thank you very much for your testimony this morning. We do have some other folks who want to testify. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Sorry about the aspect with respect to time, but we're all governed by that. Mr. Carruthers? Anyone else? Mr. Carruthers still here? Anyone else besides Mr. Carruthers wish to speak to the committee? Mr. Carruthers, if you will sit down and give us your name for the record. And
I'm Eric Carruthers. I'm from San Jose. I'm the retired principal planner for Santa Clara County, and I'm a member
of the... Excuse me, you got to close the door. And hello, in the back. If you're going to carry on a conversation, you need to carry it on outside. All right, go ahead, Mr. Carruthers.
And I'm also a member of the Citizens Advisory Committee for the Santa Clara County Open Space Authority, which was created in public response in Santa Clara County to legislation that you passed for us. It's an honor to be here. I want to reinforce everything that every speaker presented to you before this. Mainly, the state has a major benefit from the Williamson Act while it's administered at the local level. It's a major benefit to the state, and so it's appropriate that the state find the means to reimburse counties and school districts, there's some cities, for the loss of revenue from this extremely beneficial program. The gentleman from Kern County, the planning director, had spoke of this and several others. This is but one part of the array of tools that we have to use to preserve agricultural land in California and to make farming viable. The way of preserving the land is to make the farm viable for the family, the owner that administers it. I want to particularly reinforce the comments from the Sierra Club speaker regarding small specialty crop farming in the coastal communities. These are the communities, by and large, that are on the urban edge. There is a new kind of farming I'm sure you're aware of, in addition to the large-scale commodity farming for export to the rest of the country, to the rest of the world. There's this growing small-scale farming of specialty crops that's sold within the metropolitan area. The city of San Francisco, in cooperation with the American Farmland Trust, recently did a study regarding the foodscape of San Francisco within 100 miles of the city of San Francisco, identifying the array of crops that are sold and consumed within the metropolitan area. This is part of, it's relative to the two pieces of legislation relative to climate change. We have to find ways to reduce the transportation of food to our urban population. We have to find ways of, by increasing the viability of urban edge agriculture, we support the economic dynamics that support higher density development in the urban area. So I know you have many other speakers you want to hear from. I'm tremendously impressed with the paper that was prepared by your staff and by the array of questions that you've presented to your speakers.
Thank you
and
for coming, Mr. Crothers.
On water transfer.
Any questions, Ms. Wolk, Mr. Crothers? All right. Senator Anastad? All right. Mr. Garza?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Pablo Garza with the Nature Conservancy, and I'm just here to say we strongly support the Williamson Act. We've consistently done that over the past years, and I think for many of the reasons that have already been stated, and I'll be brief here, the Williamson Act is effective and economical. You know, it not only protects the farm and ranch lands enrolled in the program, not only provide critical food production value, but also many environmental benefits, including wildlife habitat and groundwater recharge. We think it's critical that this year we try and find a way to finance the subvention funds, or at least a significant portion of that. And if, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about Williamson Act 2.0 today, and we definitely interested in participating in that conversation.
Thank you very much for coming today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming today, and thank you for your attendance. We appreciate the fact that you're here.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am?
I want to thank you for allowing me to participate today. This was an excellent hearing, and I want to thank you and the staff as well.
You're welcome. Mr. Detweiler will, in fact, along with staff, be preparing a summary of this hearing, which should be available in 3 to 4 weeks.
They'll also be out in the lobby signing autographs.
At any rate, thank you very much for coming, and particularly those of you that live further distance than just Yolo or Sacramento County. Jack, we're enormously impressed that you could come all the way down from Susanville, and Fresno is here today, and we thank you for that. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you for your testimony, and we Appreciate your being here. This meeting is adjourned. Good job.
Go to the line for a second.